No, it says you're a pacifist. A failed one at that, which gives you a mild neurosis, which you handle by transferring the burden of guilt to the army. The fresh beer was so cold it hurt my teeth. No surprises yet. And as far as being a leader, you do have a certain potential, but it would be along the lines of a teacher or a minister. You would have to lead from empathy, compassion. You have the desire to impose your ideas on other people, but not your will. Which means, you're right, you'll make one hell of a bad officer, unless you shape up. I had to laugh. UNIF must have known all of this when they ordered me to officer training. There are other parameters, he said. For instance, you're adaptable, reasonably intelligent, analytical, and you're one of the 11 people who's lived through the whole war. Surviving is a virtue in a private. Couldn't resist it. But an officer should provide gallant example, go down with the ship, stride the parapet as if unafraid. He harumphed at that. Not when you're 1,000 light years from your replacement. It doesn't add up, though. Why would they haul me all the way from heaven to take a chance on my shaping up when probably a third of the people here on Stargate are better officer material? God, the military mind. I suspect the bureaucratic mind at least had something to do with it. You have an embarrassing amount of seniority to be a foot soldier. That's all time dilation. I've only been in 3 campaigns. Immaterial. Besides, that's 2.5 more than the average soldier survives. The propaganda boys will probably make you into some kind of a folk hero. Folk hero. I sipped at the beer. Where is John Wayne now that we really need him? John Wayne? He shook his head. I never went in the can, you know. I'm no expert at military history. Forget it. Kynock finished his drink and asked the private to get him, I swear to God, a rum Antares. Well, I'm supposed to be your temporal orientation officer. What do you want to know about the present? What passes for the present? Still on my mind. You've never been in the can? No, combat officers only. The computer facilities and energy you go through in 3 weeks would keep the Earth running for several days. Too expensive for us desk warmers. Your decorations say you're combat. Honorary. I was. The rum Antares was a tall, slender glass with a little ice floating at the top, filled with pale amber liquid. At the bottom was a bright red globule about the size of a thumbnail. Crimson filaments waved up from it.